My name is Haley.
And this is Richa.
And you are listening to Dimes of Crime.
Welcome to another episode.
Yay. It's been kind of crazy. Rich and I haven't recorded in a couple of weeks. We were supposed to be like going back to back, but I had family in town and Connor started a new job. And sometimes life just doesn't work in your favor.
Yeah, but somehow, guys, out of our hard work and some miracle, we're going to keep on schedule for
your vacation.
Me going on vacation, yeah, and we'll still be able to keep content coming.
Yeah.
Post coming back from vacation, may or may not.
Right?
I don't know. We'll find out. But
also, did you see that Instagram post story?
Yeah, someone tagged us.
Yes. I was really excited.
And drew beautiful art.
I know. I was super excited about that. So thank you. And keep tagging us if you do listen to us.
Yeah.
Paya's
Haley
Artland.
Haley and I both.
I think is the, her name. So
what was the name?
Paya's Artland.
Yeah, I saw that too. Haley and I both. For those of you who don't know, Haley and I both. Like, Haley mostly manages the Instagram all on her own. But her and I both check in on it every now and then. So we both really, really appreciate you guys tagging us in wherever social media platform that you do, Twitter, right. Instagram.
It really makes my day. I felt so like happy and just really made me excited.
I know. And this other user on Instagram, I won't name, but they messaged us, or I don't know who, what the gender is, because I can't tell with the name, but they messaged us and they said that they were so excited to find us on Instagram. So I'm so happy that someone actually listened to our Instagram, listened to our episodes and actually went to our profile.
I didn't see that actually. So that's awesome.
Yeah. So a couple of things. If you haven't gone to our Instagram last episode, well, this for you guys, this will be like a few episodes prior. We mentioned that we have some merch coming out and we have this cup that Haley'd actually posted to our Instagram. I also posted it to our Twitter. So if you guys have comments, opinions about it, go check it out and let us know if that's something you'd like to see more of.
Yeah.
So we can get that out to you.
Also, I want to do the giveaway. I'm going to be giving away one of those cups. And I have this really cool tumbler that was made from a friend. But I do want to post that and get one of those given away. Maybe while you're on vacation, we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Anyways.
So what are you drinking?
Let's get into it. I am drinking a White Claw watermelon. I went out a couple nights ago and got really hungover, and I had a hangover for 2 days for the first time in my life.
Oh my God. So. For the first time in your life? Is that really your first hangover?
For 2 days in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it gets worse when you get older. Like, super downhill.
And then as a mom, you don't get to just like sleep it off.
Hangovers as a mom, I don't want to imagine. I am having champagne tonight, guys. It's still wine.
Ooh, what
it's
are you still
celebrating? Grape juice. It's just bubbly grape juice. So we had this bottle that one of my friends had given to me for Leo's first birthday, actually, as like, hey, you guys made it through the first year as parents, which I so appreciated. And so Drew and I were going.
The second year's worse.
Well, you're almost done with the second year soon, which is crazy to me.
I think I'm already going into the terrible twos. So.
But yeah, so we finally opened it. There's been some stressors about like the vacation that we're taking that I'm not going to mention here for now. Like Haley said, we'll probably talk about it once I come back from it. But it's just sort of a celebration to get rid of those stressors.
Yeah, so exciting.
So we finally opened that bottle of champagne.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, well, let's get into the episode because that's why you're all here.
Also,
today.
Disclaimers apply. Please don't listen to us on loud. Put us on headphones. I'm not even going to say anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, disclaimers apply always. On May 29th, 2016, a white SUV drove off a 200-foot cliff on the winding Hana Highway on the island of
Maui. Oh, my God. Are you actually doing one from Hawaii? Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm doing a Hawaii one. And not just Hawaii, Maui, which if you don't know, that's where I'm from. So where I live.
Oh my gosh, fun story. Is this the one that your grandma told us about?
No, that was on the Big Island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I think men.
Okay. I don't know why this name sounds so familiar. I don't know. I know you guys haven't heard the name yet, but she's told me.
It was a big deal. It was a big deal. The first thought after hearing something like that happening would usually be, what a terrible accident. or something along those lines. Yet, in this case, the driver of the vehicle was arrested and charged with murder. And Alexandria Duval was not just accused of killing someone intentionally, but of murdering her own twin sister.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I forgot. I'm so shell-shocked right now. One, I'm shell-shocked that Haley's doing Maui. And two, that this is a girl killing a woman, killing a woman, potentially, that to their own kin. So I don't think we've done that. Oh, no, we have, where the mom killed the daughter.
Yeah, not really twins. So
yeah, this, so this one's interesting. First twin story. I'm excited.
Identical twins Allison and Ann Dado, because that was the name that they were born with, were born in Utica, New York in 1978. Their mother sadly died when the twins were just 5 years old. And I don't know how the mom died. I didn't really look into it, but she died, unfortunately. As you can expect from the twins, Allison and Ann did everything together. They often finished each other's sentences. And while both had boyfriends during the years, the relationship between the sister always came first. By 2008, Allison and Ann had moved all the way down south, Palm Beach County, Florida, where they opened up two twin power yoga studios. The studios were a big hit and quickly gained a name for the twins. As one of their former students, Brett Porter, said, they were very good at picking and training yoga instructors. They were very consistent, the best teachers around. It was a very high quality.
And this was still in New York, or this is when they've moved?
So they moved to Palm Beach in 2008. They were living in Palm Beach, and now they're like have yoga studios together. Allison and Ann definitely did not hide their success. The twins resided in a high-rise luxury apartment building and even drove matching Porsches. You could say they were local personalities. They kind of people who engaged in attention wherever they go. The twins' spiritual advisor, Leslie McMichael, who had met them at Kalabah Center, describes Allison and Ann by saying, they were beautiful twins with so much life. They were funny. They were such a machine together that people would stop and watch them. And just like a side note, to the Duval twins, to me, like when I see their picture, they remind me of White Chicks, like the twins from White Chicks.
Oh my god. No. The fake ones are the real ones.
I'm going to go with the real ones because okay. I don't want to be mean. But look at them and then tell me what you think.
Oh my god. I just Googled them. Yes, they do.
Yeah, and I'm going to put it on my Instagram by the time you're hearing this, so go ahead and look at the Dimes of Crime on Instagram.
Oh my gosh, they really really do. Oh, that's so funny. And not, I mean, funny in a weird other respect. Just now to White Chicks is actually one of my like favorite chick flick comedy movies.
I love it too. It's so stupid, funny.
But I love it. And so to put that in relation to this case, it's just going to be a weird.
Well, and also parallel. Like the real twins in White Chicks, they're kind of like these girls personality wise like, you know, they're driving Porsches and doing yoga and they're like local personalities or local celebrities, you know.
That's too hilarious to form that yeah. parallel. Okay, so they're many celebrities in Palm Beach, Florida, right? This is Palm Beach, Florida.
Yeah, and Leslie McMichael, their spiritual advisor, is describing them.
Okay.
And so addition, Leslie says that Allison was the one with a big, dominant personality, and Anne was the sweetest, kindest, most level-headed person you would ever meet. And those are, like, quote-unquote, like, direct quotes.
And who's the one who was charged, just so I...
It will be Alexandra.
Okay. So Allison.
They end up changing their names, yeah. Okay. However, not everybody saw the twins in the same way. To give an example, a local tabloid site of Palm Beach County called Gossip Extra, which I think is funny... Like, nobody's ever put me in a newspaper and, like, gossiped about me.
Yeah.
Described Allison and Ann as terrible twins of yoga. quote unquote. Oh. A former twin power yoga teacher recalled how much stress working for the sisters caused her. And this is what she said. I started taking anxiety medicine to teach classes for them because they were giving me such anxiety. I shouldn't need anxiety medicine to teach a yoga class. That doesn't make any sense. That
does not make any sense.
No, fair enough. It makes zero sense.
Wait, so do you, this is a side note, do you know the name of their yoga business or?
I think I just said it earlier. It was like the Twin Towers kind
of yoga. Oh, okay. I thought you were just like describing that in a punny way. That was really the name of their yoga thing. Twin Tower Yoga. Got it.
Twin Power Yoga Studios. Mm,
got it. Okay.
Apparently, the twins also charged $2,000 to $3,500 for a yoga certification class.
Dang.
But the curriculum of the program.
It's way cheaper. Maybe not with a flight, but at least you'll experience a new country and food.
Right. But the curriculum of the program didn't really match the high price. A person who trained with Allison and Anne further commented, they were all rainbows and butterflies. In the end, they left a really bad taste in the yoga community.
Mm.
On top of that, the sisters' relationship with each other also involved distrust and constant fighting, especially when they were drinking. However, the moment when everything started to really go wrong was when the twins were approached for a potential reality show in 2011.
Oh, reality TV is where it all breaks down. Side note, I love reality TV. Haley, this is the one place Haley and I don't connect on a soulmate level, is Haley hates trash TV and I love trash TV.
I watch some. I was watching like 90 Day Fiance and stuff.
Oh my God. That I haven't watched that in so long, but I should. Recently, I've been into Married at First Sight and I've been watching the Australian version. I really want an Australian accent.
Oh, I follow one of the Instagram girls who's like still married to the guy that she just met like one day. Well, they didn't even meet. They got me. She said yes when she saw him, which I think is so bizarre. But they have like which two one? Kids together. She's blonde. I don't know. He's redhead. I don't
is know. This is 90 Day Fiancé or Married at First Sight?
Married at First Sight. I never actually watched the show, but I saw her reel come up at one point where she was like, I married a guy that I literally just saw. And then I looked at it and she was like on that show and they have kids together and they're happily married.
That doesn't sound like any of the Australian couples, which, by the way, I didn't think that. I always pictured like Australia to be like this beachy, like mellow place for some. Like, I know this is a stereotype, guys, so I'm sorry if it's wrong. I never pictured like the trashy TV like translating to Australian TV, but it does. And it's so good. And I want to watch every single bit of it. The Married at First Sight Australia season is amazing. This isn't even like a shameless plug because they sponsor us, because they don't, because we're not that big. But if you want to Married at First Sight Australia, please do. I'd happily like promote your show. But it's so good. It's so good. I love it. Anyways, moving on. So, okay, they get approached for reality TV.
Yeah, in 2011. The lifestyle of Allison and Anne had drawn the attention of TV producers. And as the twins had already outgrown one of their studios in Palm Beach Gardens, the producers persuaded them to lease space on the priciest, trendiest street in West Palm Beach. Apparently, that would have fit better their vision for the reality show than a neighboring storefront that Allison and Anne had initially planned.
Mm. Interesting.
A studio in West Palm Beach was extremely pricey, but the twins thought that they could easily pay for it with the income from their TV show. The only problem is that the show never happened.
Oh my God. So I am a sucker for guessing endings before they happen. Drew hates this about me when we watch movies, especially like when we watch mystery movies.
I'm like the worst. I'm worse than that, where I actually Google the ending.
Oh no. See, I won't do that. There are times when I will do that, but it has to be like desperate times where I'm just like so frustrated. But in this case, I'm going to have to make my 2 cents of like guess on why I think it happens. It's too pricey. The show clearly doesn't happen. And one of the twins kills the other one for insurance money. It's always insurance. But you don't have to tell me why. Just I'm going to make that guess and we'll see if it's true at the end or not.
Interesting theory. Yeah. So as a result, Allison and Anne were now stuck with an expensive lease they simply could not afford. As Leslie McMichael, their spiritual advisor, which I think is funny, said, they were all but in. They had set up their lives around the show. When it didn't happen, they were in too much debt. The twins eventually filed for bankruptcy in 2014, owing more than $100,000 each, including two 2013 Porsche Boxsters. In the process, Allison and Anne were forced to close their yoga studios, leaving employees without pay and their clients who had already paid for their memberships angry and disappointed. It's not that surprising. The twins seem to think at this point that the change of scenery would be the best option. And so Allison and Anne moved across the country to Utah.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me? They went from New York to Florida to Utah?
To Utah.
Oh, I'm not against Utah, guys. It's just really cold.
I'm guessing it's probably pretty affordable.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely affordable. Never I mean, I don't know the Utah, prices, but it has to be more affordable than West Palm Beach, Florida. So,
and eventually Maui. But just relocating was not enough for the sisters. They also officially changed their names, apparently planning to write a book together. Allison became Alexandria Duval and Anne became Anastasia Duval. The twins did keep something from their past life as they opened another yoga studio in the high-end ski town of Park City. But unfortunately, the fresh start seemed not to have erased many of the problems the twins had. During the next 2 years, Alexandria and Anastasia had several run-ins with the police and faced charges, including intoxication.
Oh, wow. This went downhill fast.
As they all do, right? In early 2014, the twins were kicked out of a restaurant because their drinking had gotten out of hand. In addition, Alexandria and Anastasia were later involved in a car crash, according to the officers. The quote, he said, the twins fought with each other and with police who arrived after their car slid into a ditch. Hair pulling was also involved, end quote.
Jeez.
So while Alexandria and Anastasia had a close bond, their problems with alcohol were pulling them apart. According to those close to the twins, drinking changed the personality of the sisters completely. As Frederick Groh Bailey, Anastasia's boyfriend for about a month, said, wine seemed to fuel their fights. The twins.
I still love wine. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, some people just makes them go crazy. I have a friend. I won't name her just because she listens. But she drinks wine and she becomes like a totally different person.
In a good way or a bad way?
A bad way. Wine she makes like me... picks fights with you and stuff. I'm just like, go away. Go. Oh. I won't drink with her.
Wine makes me so much more mellow.
Right?
It like calms my brain. I think it's what like I'm certain not... things do for certain people. But for me, it like stops my brain from going like 100 miles
an hour.
I'm not saying
the...
I'm using it as a crutch. Just that's
I'm not one of those persons who drinks and like starts fights. But like if you're going to pick a fight, like when I'm drinking, I just get upset and like also start fighting. You know what I mean? But I'm not like the person that like is first angry. Like sometimes whiskey makes people like super angry or, you know, I guess wine for some people. Like I've never liked that. So maybe emotional.
Picking
if I drink
fights
way too much.
With people when you don't have a filter and around other people who are also inebriated and possibly might not have a filter is never a good.
Are you saying I don't have a filter? I'm just kidding. I know I don't.
I was going to say, Haley, I don't know if you're screwing with me. I don't know how to be nice about it. You don't have a filter, which is part of the reason why I love you, because I feel like I sometimes have way too much of a filter. So I need to learn some from you. But
We could learn something from each other. The twins might have known themselves that things were not working out as in December 2015, they moved again, this time to Hawaii, on what their friends referred to as, quote, a religious quest, end quote. That guest, however, did begin so well as on Christmas Eve, Alexandria and Anne were arrested for disorderly conduct and terroristic threatening. The twins were on a path to destruction, but nobody could
Wait,
have guessed.
So were they arrested for these things towards each other, or are they like projecting this on other people? Because it sounds like they're just fighting amongst each other. Then who reports them?
My guess is that they get violent, like the hand, like they're pulling each other's hair. And so somebody calls it in and then the police come.
Oh,
and then
so they're
like
doing
go
this in
out
like public places.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I thought they were at least doing it in the privacy of their homes. But no, it's like at restaurants and
yes,
stuff.
Exactly. So they get kicked out. They probably cause a scene with the person. They're like, all right, we're gonna have to call the police. The police come. They cause problems with the police. Then they get charged.
Sheesh. This is a very weird story. It's about yoga where people take anti-anxiety medication to do yoga. And then you go on a religious quest to Maui when you're broke and Maui's pretty expensive. I don't live there. I know you live there, but I'm like, I know how expensive Maui is without even living there. So when you've just filed for bankruptcy, it's weird to me that you would
like,
go to Maui for a religious quest. Like, shouldn't you be like out there making money? Anyways, yes. Moving forward. So I guess they're going at each other's throats and the police is getting called.
Yeah, so they got charged in Utah and now they got charged in Hawaii. But nobody really would have guessed how bad the situation was going to get. By May 2016, Alexandria and Anastasia and their boyfriends, Loney Dickerson and Frederico Bailey, were all living together in a 5-bedroom, 3-bathroom home in Haiku.
You would know if that's expensive or not.
Haiku? Haiku's a little cheaper in living in Maui. But it's still a 5-bedroom. Well, right now, I mean, 2016, it was way cheaper than it is now. And as in 2022, a 5-bedroom would probably go for like $5,000. So that's a grand.
And that's the cheaper side? For each of them.
That's the cheaper side.
Oh, my God. Girls.
Yeah. Oh, that goes my phone. Turn
that
down.
That was so funny. Please don't edit that out. That was hilarious. What was that ringtone? Who was yelling? Crew?
It's so fluffy from Despicable Me.
Oh my God, I love that. How did you get that? Oh my God. We're going to have to talk about this later because I really want that ringtone now. It's so fluffy. I'm going to die.
Yeah. According to Frederico, he had met Anastasia on one Sunday in April at Baldwin Beach Park in Paia. A book Anastasia had been carrying had caught his interest, and one thing led to another. The two ended up spending the rest of the day together and noticed they had a lot in common, Frederico said. We got along amazingly well. She was a fun person to be around. She loved to exercise. We would exercise daily. In addition, Anastasia and Frederico would go sightseeing and swimming together. And when they were not spending time outside, they would be reading books. It seemed like Frederico had found his match. He said, our relationship was really great. It was really amazing. I felt I met a sweet and special person. Sadly, their relationship would end before it even properly started. On May 29, 2016, Anastasia and Frederico were supposed to be on a couple's camping trip together for a long weekend. But as the last minute, they were joined by Alexandria. As you can guess, Anastasia was not too happy about her sister's third wheeling. The twins were close and usually did everything together, but their relationship with Frederico was still a new thing, and Anastasia understandably wanted to spend time alone with him, just the two of them. So the sisters fought for some time, but in the end, all three went to the campsite.
Wow.
So they're obviously camping in Hana, and because I read the story about they fall off a 200-foot cliff, and I know Rich has been on the Hana Highway. Obviously, I've been on the Hana Highway. But for those who do not know what the Hana Highway, it's a very treacherous road of 52 miles. It's very windy on the cliff side. Most of it is, there's like, I want to say, like, either 30 to 50 one-lane bridges. And most of the road is like one lane. There's no passing.
Yeah.
It's very, very tight squeeze. Around certain corners, there's like falling rocks, like, if you're in one of those situations, like, you have to, like, somehow maneuver around other cars without one going off the cliff or two driving into the rocks.
Yeah. It used to be at some point, like, not paved even. So
most of it, yeah. Now it's mostly paved, but a lot of it was unpaved.
Like, do you know if in 2016 it was paved? Like, I visited for the first time in 2014. It was definitely not paved.
Yeah, it was not paved by 2016. It didn't get paved, I think, until, like, 2018, 2019.
Yeah, there were some real sketch parts to that, like all gravel, loose rock, like right next to a cliff at some point towards like the back end.
Yeah.
And it was like sketchy in some parts.
It is. It's sketchy. It's definitely a sketchy drive. It's one of the most scary rides.
It's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's just if you don't have a 4-wheel drive, you shouldn't have attempted that drive at that time.
Yeah. I wouldn't say you need 4-wheel drive to go to it, but it is just really... it's just scary because you're on the cliff sides. But
we'll... Yeah. Go ahead. Other question. In today's time, this is mostly because I'm curious. Like, for COVID, has Hana, the road to Hana changed much, like, in terms of parking? I feel like I remember you telling me that there was, like, some difference.
You can barely even park there. The cops are always there. They're always ticketing. There's signs everywhere. No parking on the side of the road, which if you go on the Hana Highway, you have to park on the side of the road to get to any of the destinations. It's very closed off to non-locals. Even locals. Like, my truck would get ticketed. I saw local trucks get ticketed, and I drive a very local truck. Like, not just a 2000 Toyota Tacoma, which is what everybody drives here. It's, like, just got... I bought it from a tattoo artist.
It looks, yeah, it's, like, it looks local.
And has, like, tattoos on it. It's, like, like literally tattoo stickers everywhere. It is like rusted and it's just a huge Nissan tie-in. Like it's a huge truck. Yeah, it would still get ticketed out there. So yeah, it's just hard. I haven't really gone recently because of how anal they are. You have to walk a really long way to get anywhere. Anyways, Frederico has said that at some point during the day, Alexandria and Anastasia took the SUV and left him behind for about 4 hours. Once they returned, Anastasia's mood seemed very positive, she told her boyfriend. She and her sister had come to a truce. However, Frederico quickly realized that the sisters had purchased alcohol. Even though he had known the twins for a short time, he was already well aware of their struggles with drinking. One of Anastasia's exes has stated they were great people when they were sober, but the minute they started drinking, they were like Jekyll and Hyde. And I did not know who they are. I had to Google that.
Do you know? Really?
Yeah, you know?
Dr. Jekyll and Hyde?
Yeah.
Wow.
I still don't really know. I just like read it's like basically a split personality. Like,
yeah,
it's one person's like a devil and the other person's not or something like that.
Yeah, really smart, really like composed. Another like it's literally the. When I think of like split personality, the most common phrase used is probably Jekyll and Hyde. So,
oh, that's funny. Yeah, I had never heard it before. So, yeah. Feeling frustrated, Frederico walked away to calm himself down. During that 10 minutes he was away, Alexandria and Anastasia had left the campsite again, and this time they would not return. Moments later, a witness saw Alexandria driving the Ford Explorer SUV and Anastasia sitting in the passenger seat. The twins were screaming and arguing with each other, and allegedly the passenger was pulling at the driver's hair and the steering wheel. At the moment, the SUV accelerated forward and then took a sharp left over the 200 feet high cliff. Miraculously, Alexandria survived the hit to a patch of jagged rock sticking out of the Pacific Ocean. Anastasia did not. She was pronounced dead at the scene at the age of 37. So Alexandria was driving. Anastasia was in the passenger seat. And what the person behind him saw was Anastasia was pulling Alexandria's hair, and Alexandria accelerated instead of pushing the brakes. The airbags didn't go off like they should have, and she drove, and she, instead of like, so her hair is getting pulled to the right, she turned the steering wheel to the left and also stepped on the gas. Alexandria was taken to a hospital in critical condition, but as soon as she recovered, there was a question she needed to answer. Had she killed her own sister on purpose? Now the speculation here is that it was a murder suicide. Because obviously nobody would just survive a 200-foot cliff dive.
Why do they think it's a murder at all? It just sounds like they were always fighting. And in this case, they just happened to be having one of their manic episodes in the car while one of them was driving. And
yeah. So because there was no braking, because there was an acceleration, because she had turned her wheel so far to the left, and because they were fighting. So that's the only
reason.
Because
they're saying she was in control of the car.
Yeah. That there was no sign of like trying to stop the car or pull it over.
Someone's pulling your hair.
Or stepping on the brake. Yeah.
I'm sorry. If someone was pulling my hair while I am driving, I'm going to try to hit the brake. But also,
someone's pulling your hair. So, okay. You're driving your car and you see somebody. You're just looking at something. Let's just say you look at something. Like here in Maui, you're driving and you look at the wheels. When you look at the wheels, you usually turn your wheel the way you're looking. So in this case, her hair is being pulled to the right, but she's still turning her wheel to the left, which is kind of uncommon. Like this shouldn't have happened. Well,
I don't know. I'm trying to think through it. Like if someone pulls my hair, my hand automatically shifts to the left. Do you know what I mean? Like if someone pulled your hair, like my hands instinctively like go to the left.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But that's the argument here. So did she kill her? Well, was that purposeful?
I guess my guess was wrong.
And it wasn't going to be first degree. It's not first degree murder. She's going to get tried for a second degree because it wasn't planned or anything like that.
Right. It's not premeditated.
So after all, a witness had seen the SUV suddenly accelerating before the crash. And when investigators looked at the vehicle's airbag data, it indicated that Alexandria had not attempted to brake after plunging over the cliff, court document says. So not even after she was going over the cliff did she even try to hit the brakes or anything. which I feel like, I don't know, instinctively I'd be trying to slam the brakes, but I don't know. Again, we're not in the situation. You don't know how much stress.
That's tough.
It's a hard one for sure. There was hard acceleration and a hard left steering input, which was consistent with the roadway evidence. And this is what the court document said. The police stated that all there was no... The police stated that there was no way for Alexandria to know she would survive the fall, bringing them to the conclusion that she had tried to commit double suicide. In addition, Alexandria had apparently not been very cooperative after the accident, not giving any information about what had happened to the officials. Also, it did not look great when as soon as Alexandria was out of the hospital, she tried to leave the state.
Oh, yeah, that does look.
But she missed her flight. Yeah, but she missed her flight on June 1st and was arrested 2 days later on Friday. That same day, Alexandria had another flight booked.
I'm like starting to lose a little empathy for this girl with redemption.
Anna Delvey did the same shit.
I didn't have empathy for her.
And then, either. Well, yeah. I mean, this one I see it. That same day, Alexandria had another flight booked to get off the island. Prosecutors said they were afraid she would even try to leave the country. Alexandria was then charged with the second-degree murder of her twin sister. However, the charges were dropped just 2 days later by District Court Judge Blaine Kibashi, who ruled the prosecutors did not present enough evidence to support their claims, and so Alexandria was released on June 8th. The case could have ended there, as Anastasia's death would have been ruled an unfortunate accident, but soon after the judge's decision, prosecutors made it clear they were not done yet. They still had a chance to bring the case to the grand jury, and that is exactly what happened. And I didn't write it down here, but when I was watching, so Oxygen does one on here, and it's all the Maui police, and they said that there was not enough hair in Anastasia's hand to like indicate that it was really hard enough for her to pull her. Like, it was just like a couple strands, but the evidence that they bring to the court jury said it was hard enough that it like pulled out of her scalp. So that's what I actually wrote here. Alexandria was arrested again on November 11th, 2016 in Albany.
Wait, sorry, I'm confused. So you're saying that they were saying that, or by they, I mean the prosecution was saying that there wasn't enough hair in the twin sister who died's hand to support the hair pulling theory?
Correct.
But the defense is saying, yes, there was.
Yes. So they're saying that Anastasia's hands didn't have a lot of hair in it, so that it wouldn't have been hard enough for her to, like, not to, like, what you're saying, like, someone's pulling my hair, I'm going to accelerate and, like, you know, steer off to the left, you know?
I'm definitely going to turn left. I don't know about the accelerate, but yeah.
Yeah. They're saying, like, there's no way that was enough to, like, cause that, like, that it was hurting so bad and, like, it's frantic. So that's their argument. But when they bring to the grand jury, they say that it's a lot of hair. So that's unknown how much hair there really was.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not sure it even matters.
So the same prosecution just switched their stories. Like, at one point they said there wasn't enough hair, and then the second time they're saying there was enough hair.
Correct. They still had a chance to bring the case to the grand jury. Well, that was the argument whether it was murder, that the girl pulled enough hair. If there was a lot of hair and you had a lot of hair pulled, then the chances of you going off the cliff are higher. But if some, just a little bit of hair and it wasn't pulled that hard, but then you still accelerated off the cliff, like, there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Alexandra was arrested again on November 11, 2016 in Albany, New York. She waived her right to a jury trial so that she would be tried by a judge instead, which we have seen before. Mm-hmm. During opening statements, prosecutors painted a picture of an intentional crash, but with unclear motive, while Alexandria's defense said what happened was, quote, an accident, not a murder. One of the most important pieces of evidence presented in the case was hairs found in Anastasia's hands, a clear proof she was really pulling her sister's hair so hard, quote, she could yank it out of her scalp, end quote. That could have caused Alexandria to lose control of the vehicle. In addition, Alexandria's attorney, Bryony Braver, said several eyewitnesses saw that, quote, the passenger was violently pulling my client's hair with both of her hands, pulling it so hard it was jerking her head over the passenger side seat, end quote. Which, to me, I still feel like you'd pull to the right if you're being yanked to the right, but I don't know. In the end, Hawaii Circuit Judge Peter Chahil agreed that the possibility that the crash was simply an unfortunate accident was high based on all the evidence, and so Alexandria Duval was found not guilty of murder of Anastasia on February 1, 2018. People who knew the twins widely felt that justice was served. Some say that Alexandria is already living the worst possible sentence there is. She has to try to function without her twin sister, a person with whom she has spent every moment in the life since birth. And that is my story.
My insurance thing was clearly false because I myself am convinced that that was just way too much circumstantial evidence. Yeah, I agree that that was probably just like an unfortunate accident.
And I agree. And I read other things, too, about how other friends had felt that they were with the twins when Alexandria would get upset when they were driving. And she would do that all the time. Like she would accelerate and drive really crazy and go 85 miles an hour and like in places that you shouldn't be going that fast, that they felt that their lives were threatened when they were in the car with them.
Huh.
So I mean, if you're driving rap crazy like that, maybe you do deserve to get charged with some kind of degree of murder. I mean, DUI, people get
crazy. Yeah, I mean, crazy driving. And if your crazy driving results in someone's death, that's definitely at least manslaughter. But I don't know. Like, there's a lot of factors at play here, right? Like, if someone's already threatening my life by driving rash, I'm not going to distract them more by pulling their hair.
So. Yeah, especially on the Hana Highway. Yeah. And I kind of do think
it goes.
I mean,
both ways.
I don't know. I don't know if I feel that she got the right sentencing or not. I don't know how I feel, but again, because like you're right, there's just not by law there was not enough evidence there to really say like, hey, she should go to jail. Like, did she do this on purpose? I don't think she ever planned on killing her sister. And I do think like living without your twin, which everyone says like a twin is very like this really spiritual connection, that would be really sad.
It would be. And for the most part, I think the biggest thing that usually convinces someone of murder is a motive. It just didn't seem like they had
right.
a motive.
So not really like our usual cases, but I wanted to do that one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was cool. It was cool to learn. It was Hawaii. It was twins. It was Hana. We talked about trash TV. Yeah. Lots of development. Lots of development.
Anyways,
here.
That's the end of our today's episode. And you know the drill. Like.
We'll see you next
leave
week.
Leave us a review.
With a drink in hand.
Follow us on Instagram. All those good things. Give us some cases. We're running out of cases. So email us a case, please. Dimesofcrime@gmail.com. All right.
All right. Bye, guys.